With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President-elect Trump says he's headed to Paris this weekend. In a post on Truth Social, the former president said that he'll travel Saturday to attend the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral, which has been fully restored after a devastating fire 5 years ago. It will be President Trump's first overseas trip since he was elected to a second term in office last month. Despite multiple claims that he would not pardon his son, President Biden does just that.
The pardons came not only in the final weeks of President Biden's tenure, but also in the days before Hunter Biden was to be sentenced. You'll remember he was convicted in a gun case in Delaware and pleaded guilty in a separate tax case in California. He was set to learn his fate. So this pardon ensures that he won't be faced with an incarceration. The pardon does seem designed to preempt that next step in the criminal process.
Correspondent Eric Tucker, also at SRNNews.com, Israel and Hezbollah have been trading fire and accusing one another of threatening the Lebanon ceasefire. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says some strikes after the Lebanon ceasefire were to be expected.
We went from hundreds of rocket attacks to basically zero by Hezbollah and dozens of airstrikes by Israel to one or two per day. So there's been a dramatic reduction in the violence.
It's the coldest start to December in years for some parts of the U.S. in places like Chicago, Detroit, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. High temperatures this week will only be in the 20s or 30s. Further into the week, winds will make conditions difficult across the Great Lakes, leading to blowing snow and a drop in visibility. Another cold air mass is set to arrive late in the week, bringing temperatures down in the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and down towards the Tennessee Valley. This is SRN News. The question is, are you ready for Giving Tuesday?
America's churches, ministries, and Christian nonprofits hope that you are. It's become an annual tradition for such organizations to seek special donations on the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving, countering the stark consumerism of the better-known Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Americans are a generous people, especially when it comes to their churches, but several years of economic pressure have prompted some experts to predict a decline in end-of-the-year giving. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Would you trust an artificial intelligence program designed to look like Christ with your innermost thoughts and trouble? Well, researchers have released findings from a two-month experiment with such a program in a Catholic chapel in Switzerland, where an avatar of Jesus on a computer screen took questions from visitors and offered responses based on scripture. Critics say there is no substitute for an actual relationship with Christ, and that an AI program can hardly have the mastery of scripture that a clergyman has. This is SRN News. There are upcoming celebrations in store for the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
The reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral in France this coming weekend will be a high security affair, with a repeat of some measures used during the Paris Olympics. After more than 5 years of reconstruction following the devastating fire in 2019, invitation-only ceremonies Saturday and Sunday will usher in Notre Dame's rebirth. Police Chief Laurent Nunez said that only people with invitations and the island's residents will have access to the Île de la Cité in the middle of the River Seine, which includes Notre Dame. He said about 50 heads of state and government are expected. I'm Karen Chamas.
Elton John says he's lost his eyesight. He told an audience Sunday at a show in London's West End he'd not been able to see the performance, but he enjoyed listening to it. The 77-year-old singer suffered an eye infection that left him unable to see out of his right eye. He said his vision was already bad in his left eye. More details at SRNNews.com.